From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Hundreds marched in downtown Chicago today in support of the more than 250 schoolgirls kidnapped in Nigeria. From member station WBEZ, Yolando Perdomo reports it was one of several rallies taking place around the world.
Dressed in red, the crowd was holding signs with the words, "Bring back our girls now," and "Stop Boko Haram." The procession of mostly women and many children marched through downtown Chicago. Buki Ajibwe is Nigerian. She brought her son and daughter to the rally. She says she feels for the mothers with missing children.
Children to wake up tomorrow morning and say, "Happy Mother's Day. I already got cash for my son." So if they can't get anything from their children, they are even weeping right now. They don't even know if they are going to be back.
The girls were abducted from their boarding school in Nigeria almost a month ago by the Islamist extremist group Boko Haram. For NPR News, I'm Yolanda Perdomo in Chicago.
Several same-sex couples were married today in one county in Arkansas, just a day after a judge struck down the state's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. But Jacqueline Froelich of member station KUAF says couples waiting for the courthouse to open ran into some problems this morning.
Several dozen same-sex couples were barred by a deputy Carroll County clerk from applying for marriage licenses this morning. An hour later, an assistant clerk said she would be happy to issue licenses. The first same-sex couple to be licensed in Arkansas were Kristen Seaton and Jennifer Rambo of Fort Smith, who were married on the courthouse steps in Eureka Springs. However, a stay on same-sex marriage is expected to be issued Monday morning by the state. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Eureka Springs, Arkansas.
A showdown over the government and public lands in Utah today. Dozens of people rode their ATVs and motorcycles on an off-limits trail in the southern part of the state, protesting what the group calls the federal government's overreaching control of public lands. Police say around 40 people drove about a mile down Recapture Canyon before turning around. San Juan County Commissioner Phil Lyman says residents think the Bureau of Land Management was wrong to close the popular trail in that canyon in 2007.
Great turnout, and I think the message was clear that a lot of people are really frustrated with not being included in the discussions with BLM.
BLM officials say the riders may have damaged artifacts and dwellings that are thousands of years old. Organizers of the event say they wanted to show that residents should have a say in land issues. The St. Louis Rams have become the first NFL team to draft an openly gay player. Michael Sam was defensive end at Missouri and shortly after became the 249th pick today. He tweeted a thank you to the Rams and to the city of St. Louis. The 6'2", 255-pound player was considered a mid to late round pick. This is NPR News. 2 weeks after an unprecedented double canonization at the Vatican, Pope Francis has approved the beatification of another one of his predecessors, Pope Paul VI. And Pier Silvia Pajoli reports he led the church during one of its most turbulent periods in modern history.
Paul VI oversaw the conclusion of the landmark Second Vatican Council, which in the 1960s pushed the Catholic Church into the modern world. It was a time of turbulent social change when many priests left their religious orders. Paul is best known for the controversial encyclical Humanae Vitae on human life, which in 1968 enshrined the Church's ban on artificial contraception. He's also remembered for improving ties with other Christian churches. Later this month, Pope Francis will travel to Jerusalem to mark the 50th anniversary of Paul's encounter with the Orthodox Patriarch at the time, the first such encounter in many centuries. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Powerful storm slamming the Midwest today with at least one tornado touching down in Oreck, Missouri. Houses were damaged and power lines came down, but no immediate reports of injuries. Pamela Murray with the National Weather Service says the tornado was part of a supercell storm that hit this evening.
Just east of Missouri City, near the town of Oreck, Oreck does have damage.
Sergeant Colin Stosberg with the Missouri State Highway Patrol says emergency crews were checking the area. He says it's a town of about 800 residents. Cleanup continues for 6,500 gallons of oil in northern Colorado. The oil came from a train derailment on Friday. A spokeswoman with the Union Pacific Railroad says the oil didn't reach the nearby South Platte River. This is NPR News in Washington.